Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we have to check in with Amber here, who was all sketched out on Friday, like we all have been before. You're in a relationship, right? It's very, very serious. Next step, you got to meet the parents, right? There's so much anxiety behind that. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so bring us up to speed. Like, tell us again the history of you and dating dude, how long it's been, and why you were so insecure going into the weekend.
Sure. So I was super nervous when we talked on Friday because I was going to be meeting my boyfriend's mom for the first time this weekend. And I was so nervous because I know that he adores his mom. Like, he talks about her all the time, and I know that they're super close. And I'm kind of acquaintances with his ex, and she gave me a warning that his mom was very difficult and, like, hard to win over. And in the end, I think because his mom disliked her, that was a big reason why they broke up. So, yeah, I was just calling in for some advice.
Yeah, and we didn't, I mean, all you can do is be yourself. I think that's the only advice we gave, right?
And to bring a gift.
Yes, something small, nothing too extravagant.
Yeah, something small.
And
yeah.
Mo had a great point, too, is like, you are not the ex. You are your own person. And so who knows why his mom wasn't digging on her. She could absolutely adore you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
it's intimidating, nonetheless. It's intimidating. Okay. All right, so tell us how it went. You guys get along? Everything cool?
I mean, so we were supposed to go over to dinner on Saturday night, and he thought that she said 6:30, but she actually said 6. I wasn't part of the planning, so we just walked in at 6:30, so already we're 30 minutes late. And
not only you, though.
I know, but she made several comments about it, and was like, so already, like, off on not a great foot.
And you can't really throw her son under the bus and be like, well, he told me it was 6:30.
I know.
Yeah, exactly what I would have done.
I was just quiet and apologetic. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I did bring a gift. There's this little shop that's local that I love their candles, and I've given it as a gift many times before, and everyone loves the way that it smells. And I gave it to her, and she was like, basically, I don't want it. Like, she gave it back to me. She was like, smelly candles give me a headache. And I was like, oh, God.
It wasn't one of those goop candles, was it? That would be really super inappropriate.
No, it's been light and, like, you know, natural, like, essential oils candle. Like, you know, it wasn't a Yankee candle, but... she, like, throughout the course of dinner, his mom brought up his ex, my acquaintance, like, multiple times, and it was all positive, but it was kind of like she was comparing the two of us. And
it's rude, period. She was testing you.
Very rude.
It was weird, but she didn't seem to hate, you know, my friend, so that was interesting, because I thought that that was my impression, just from what I had heard. So when we left, I told my boyfriend when we got in the car, I was like, I don't think she likes me. And I thought that he would try to, like, comfort me and be like, oh, no, she totally does. But instead, he was just like, you were too quiet and you should definitely speak up more next time we go over there. And I was like, yeah, so I'm not feeling great about the whole thing.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I know the old cliche is like you can never make a second first impression. But when it goes like this, it doesn't sound like she hates you. It just sounds like you were quiet and shy and tense. I think you got a second shot at this.
Oh, that is really comforting. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I need to hear.
It doesn't sound like you gave her a reason to hate you. She just needs a little time to warm up to you.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. We just need to do this a few more times and
yes.
not be late and no candles.
Yeah.
I think it's important for you to try to not take anything personal, especially if like this really went how you're saying where you brought a gift. She didn't because she could have just accepted the gift. I mean, but if she mm-hmm. wants to bring up the ex and do things like that, that's not really on you. I would mm-hmm. just not take it personal.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You were certainly being tested, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she's bringing up the ex and stuff, I think most future mother-in-laws know, like, all right, let's just keep that off the table for the very first time. So she brings that up. She's testing you.
For the very first ever. There's no reason for your boyfriend's parents to bring up your ex at all, period, mm-hmm. unless it's to make you uncomfortable.
And I wish the boyfriend would say something about that, because if I'm in his shoes and my mom is doing that, I'm certainly going to talk to my mom about doing that.
That's a good point, and I would love to know, like, how is he handling this whole interaction? Was he just letting his mom rail you?
He did not protect me.
Okay.
That's what I felt like.
There's all right. There's a little flag right there. Here's a little flag. All right, Amber, keep in touch with us, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.